It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. May 15th, 1940, McDonald's, which would grow into the world's largest chain of fast food restaurants, was founded when brothers Dick and Mac McDonald on Route 66 in San Bernardino, California, opened the store. 1974, the first Unix users meeting was organized by Lou Katz at Columbia University. 1982, Texas Instruments initiated a promotion to offer free TexNet subscriptions to purchasers of a modem, RS-232, and Terminal Emulator 2 cartridge for the TI-99/4A home computer between May 15th and October 16th. 1984, in Beijing, William Millard of Computerland and officials of the government sign a letter of intent to create a network for microcomputer systems in China. 1985, the last Lisa Mac XL was produced at Texas factory. Sun Remarketing buys the last 1,000 Lisas and was able to sell most of them off at fair prices. 1987, Texas Instruments splits their stock 3-for-1. 1996, at E3 in Los Angeles, Bandai Digital Entertainment announced the Pippin at World Computer. It would include a keyboard and CD-ROM player and, hooked up to a television, could be connected to the internet. Prices would start at $599. 1997, ABCNews.com, produced by the Starwave Corporation, is launched. Starwave was a Seattle, USA-based software company funded by Paul Allen. Also in 1997, Microsoft released the Windows NT 4.0 Service Pack 3. 1999, Netscape Communications released Communicator 4.6 web browser. The new version included the Real Networks G2 multimedia player and 56-bit DES encryption. And a list of MI6 agents was released on a UK website. Though forced to remove the list from the site, the damage was already done, and the list would be replicated across the internet. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. In 2000, America Online settles charges that it improperly accounted for specific advertising costs by agreeing to pay $3.5 million. The company deferred advertising expenses that should have been recorded immediately. Also in 2000, the Remote Access Bulletin Board System version 2.61 was released, and the Lovebug Worm was sent from the AMA Computer College in the Philippines. 2001, Apple Computer unveiled plans to open 25 retail stores in the United States by year's end. First two locations would open on Saturday, May 19th, in Virginia and D.C. Cirrus Logic, a semiconductor supplier specializing in analog mixed signal and DSP chips, planned to lay off 120 employees, about 9% of their workforce. Emerge Interactive, a Florida-based firm that provided software for the U.S. beef production industry, stated that it will close its internet store and cut about 60 jobs, or 15% of their workforce. Analog Devices reveals that they have produced the world's first silicon chip that supported JPEG 2000 image compression technology. New chips enable digital camera owners to adjust the quality of their photos so they can expand available memory. Also in 2001, Sony Computer Entertainment of America and AOL Time Warner jointly announced an alliance to let PlayStation 2 users access the internet. And xDrive Technologies stops providing free internet storage space for users so they can access from home or office without warning. 2002, Intel released the 1.4 GHz Celeron processor. It featured a 100 MHz bus and 256 kilobit cache. It was priced at $89. Intel also released the 1.7 GHz Celeron processor, codenamed Willamette. It was $83. And Netscape Communication Corporation released Netscape 6.2.3 browser. 2003, Microsoft released the subscription-only MSN for Mac OS X browser, which used an upgraded version of Tasman as its layout engine. 2004, a portion of Cisco's networking operating system, or iOS code, was illegally copied and posted on the internet by a Swedish teenager. 2006, Google Notebook becomes available online. It was originally announced on May 10th. 2008, jury ordered Nintendo to pay $21 million in a case involving controllers for the Wii and GameCube consoles. Also in 2008, CBS announced that they would acquire CNET Networks for $1.8 billion. Microsoft announced that they would team up with OLPC, or One Laptop Per Child, on the next model of laptop. And Carl Icahn officially launches a proxy fight against Yahoo in the battle between Microsoft and Yahoo, the bid for Yahoo. 2009, Microsoft launched a beta of their new test, codenamed Kumo, later to be known as Bing Search. And Wolfram Alpha goes in live after a small snag. The search engine works a different angle, answers questions with information from the web. Like if you ask a mathematical question, it comes back with a mathematical answer rather than a website. And in 2013, a man who found what he believed to be the secret recipe for Coca-Cola at an estate sale sells the instructions on eBay for $15 million. Also in 2013, NASA's Kepler telescope suffers a critical hardware failure. Google Plus received a facelift with 41 new features, including an improved Hangout feature. And social reward company Clout tops 1 million perks. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.